Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This five-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Hey, welcome to the DDP. Good you're with me today. I'm in the fourth chapter of Luke, still dealing with Jesus at the synagogue in Nazareth, talking about the Spirit of the Lord being upon him, and he's reading from the what we would call the 61st chapter of Isaiah. Of course, they didn't have it in chapters, but I told you yesterday that we're going to go back to another source text in Isaiah that sets the stage for what Jesus is doing. Now, understand that Jesus is actually reading from Isaiah 61, but I want to read to you from Isaiah 49. And the reason I'm doing this is because at the end of our passage, Jesus says to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord, and then sets down, closes the book. Everyone is fixated upon him, and he says, today the scripture is fulfilled in your hearing. The appointed time, or the acceptable time, is not the first time that this has been in the Word. Isaiah 49, verse 8 says this, thus says the Lord, in an acceptable time I have heard you, and in the day of salvation I have helped you. The word acceptable there is favorable. I will preserve you or keep you and give you as a covenant to the people to restore the earth, to cause them to inherit the desolate heritages. Now, if you have a hard copy of this, the New King James shows you something I think is pretty special here. The eighth verse is what you're reading from Isaiah 49. Thus says the Lord, in an acceptable time I have heard you, capital Y. And I like the fact that they capitalize the pronoun you, the Y on the pronoun you, because this is a prophecy about the coming Messiah. We know this and believe this to be Jesus. In an acceptable or favorable time I've heard you. In the day of salvation I have helped you. I will preserve you and I will give you as a covenant to the people. God keeps Jesus. The keeping of Jesus is the protective hand of the Spirit as Jesus walks the earth, but it's also from the cross to the grave into the resurrection. He does not allow his body to decay. That was a Psalms prophecy that he would not allow his Holy One to see corruption. But notice why he keeps him. I keep you and give you as a covenant to the people. Jesus is the covenant gift to the people. And not the life of Jesus as much as the life post-resurrection of Jesus, given as a covenant, as a covenant to the people to do what? Here's the middle of verse 8, Isaiah 49. To restore the earth. Now that's big all by itself, that our portion of Jesus as the covenant is to bring restoration to planet earth and to cause them to inherit the desolate inheritances. The New King James actually uses the word heritages, but the Hebrew there is inheritances. So what Jesus is as a gift to us, he is given to us as a covenant to the people to restore the earth, to cause the people to inherit desolate inheritances. What that says to me is that Jesus is given to us not only for the restoration of planet earth, the salvation of planet earth, which is why I believe believers should take their planet serious. And instead of mocking those who say that the planet is in trouble, we should take it serious that it is ours to help restore through the Holy Spirit and to inherit desolate inheritances. There are inheritances that are desolate. There's no one taking the inheritance. I want to take that a little step further tomorrow. I'll see you then.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.